Gonna do Mishlei, chapter 15, verse 19, and it says, "The path of the lazy person is like it's fenced with thorns, but the path of the straight thinker is paved." Okay. Now the first question is: every pasuk, one half must be somehow related to the second half. But here it's comparing lazy with straight thinker. And lazy and straight thinker are not opposites, so you can't compare them. In other words, you could compare hot and cold. And you can compare, let's say, sharp and dull. But you can't compare sharp and hot. They have nothing to do with each other. The same thing here. The verse is saying that the opposite of a lazy person is a straight thinker, which is it's not. Okay? That's first question. Therefore, you must say that the lazy person, King Solomon is saying the lazy person cannot be a straight thinker. Okay? He doesn't think straight. Okay. Now the next question is, what does it mean, fenced with thorns? Now, there are three different interpretations of what it means, fenced with thorns. We're going to take the Ralbach's approach. And the Ralbach says that fenced with thorns is walking on thorns. You constantly... In other words, the path that the lazy person takes is constantly walking on thorns. Okay? So the question is, how is he constantly walking on thorns? I'd like to give an example of a non-straight thinker. For instance, everybody knows how to think correctly when it comes to their five senses. But when it comes to something abstract, then they start turning to belief, and they start trusting. But they don't use the same logic that they use in the everyday. Like, you look both ways when you cross the street. If you get sick, you go to a doctor. I mean, you know what's right and what's wrong. But as soon as it gets a little abstract, so then people stop, don't think that way. So the thing is, there has to be a conflict, because you're looking at life. I mean, one part knows, even though you keep it separate in your mind, but however, in every situation, you judge in a different way. You understand? Well, for instance, a person is poor, and he prays to God. Lo and behold, he becomes wealthy. He says, "Look how smart I am." So he has two different philosophies. When he was poor, his philosophy was everything is in the hands of God. And when he becomes wealthy, his philosophy is everything is in his hands. So you see, it's the situation which dictates, and he doesn't have an overall picture. You understand? Your parents give you a car, they're the best parents in the world. They make you stay home to do your homework, they're the worst parents in the world. So the thing is that the same parents, well, it depends on the situation, whether they're good or bad. So this has to be a result of conflict. You see, there's a conflict that they don't want to see these incorrect thinking. So therefore, it's a constant walking on thorns, because they're constantly denying one part of them. They have one part of them that they're constantly denying. We gave an example in a pasuk before, an example that a person would never say he knows how to make decisions better than the seven advisors. But yet people do it every day. On one hand, they say they can't consciously. But then unconsciously, they start giving advice to everybody, even in areas that they have no knowledge of at all. So the thing is that shows a conflict, and that's what it means that the path of the lazy person is like, in other words, if you don't think correctly, that path will be fenced with thorns. But a straight thinker means that he has an overall picture. So he has a definition of what all the qualities of what is a good parent, and he just sees that idea in a parent or a teacher, or he has it defined to begin with what he holds, and that affects his whole life, so he's consistent in every area of your life. Once you're inconsistent in one area of your life over another, that shows a conflict in your life. And that's what's fenced with thorns. It's constantly walking on thorns. We're only talking about one aspect in this verse, and that is incorrect thinking. Okay? We're not talking about other conflicts or other consequences of being lazy. We're just talking about the pain of the incorrect thinking, which is a quality of the lazy person. In other words, I'm not saying this is the only conflict, but it shows up where you make different decisions in different situations. And so, therefore, it shows that you're working with a conflict. Again, his definition of a lazy person is a person that doesn't act in line with reality. Okay? Sadhguru says that one quality of the fool is that he must do that which is immediate. The way he operates is immediately. But there are two areas that you could operate immediately. You could operate immediately in pain, that you turn away from pain immediately without thinking of the consequences, or you do pleasure immediately without thinking of the consequences. So the thing is that lazy is the term, according to Sadhguru, that you use for immediate turning away from pain. Now, if you don't think correctly, so that you're not straightening yourself out, a person should want to straighten his mind out. If he doesn't straighten his mind out, so then he's not living in line with reality, and he's just doing the immediate, the way his personality is, he operates based on his immediate needs, and that's it. He doesn't think of the consequences.
Rabbi.
Okay? In other words, we're talking about the lazy person who is not a thinker. And walking on thorns is that if he thinks incorrectly, so he's forcing, in other words, he's dealing with the immediate, that he's only thinking the way he was, you know what I mean, like immediately, like what comes to his mind. And therefore, it's always not in line with reality, so it's always a conflict. That type of thinking is in itself a conflict. So therefore, it's like walking on thorns. That he's constantly avoiding reality. And therefore, that avoidance has to be where he's denying a part of his reality. Like I said, he definitely knows what straight thinking is, because everybody knows to think correctly when it comes to the five senses. So he knows what straight thinking is. So he has to sense that that he has to deny what straight thinking is when it comes to a little something more abstract. So there has to be a certain amount of conflict. That is constant. That is the only constant quality that I can find in a person that's a non-straight thinker. The question is why is it the fence? It should be walking on thorns. It's fenced in the sense that it's constantly, in other words, it's not stopping you, but it's slowing you down. It's causing you pain. It's fenced that it's stopping you. Constant.
It's just a further obstruction.
Yeah, right. An obstruction. Right, an obstruction. Right, the fence means a constant obstruction. That's a good way of putting it. In other words, the lazy person doesn't feel the conflict, or the incorrect thinker doesn't feel the conflict, but it's constant battle of holding off the other side while he's dealing with this side. So therefore he's denying, it's therefore there has to be a conflict there constantly, because he's always denying that which is real. The question is, there are people that just listen to things and they automatically accept what other people say and they just repeat it. The conflict over there is that they never get in touch with what they really think. They only make decisions based on other people, but they don't get in touch with what they think. That has to be a conflict. They have to sense it. I mean, it's not a pain like you constantly feel, but it's there. It's a battle that's underneath the surface, that's constantly there, that the self is never there. You're always just repeating what other people say. So again, it's a constant conflict. Some people, they might hear something from somebody they accept, but they don't really see it, and then they'll argue it with other people. That's one way to have a conflict. The other way they have a conflict is whoever spoke to them last, that's their philosophy. You understand? They keep moving from philosophy to philosophy, depending who's the last person that told them. The second person is that his thought is consistent in all areas. In other words, let's say I come up with a definition of justice. Now then it fits in all the areas of justice. Or like, for instance, we had a vague idea of lazy. And as we started learning the psukim, we started getting clear that King Solomon has a different definition of lazy. You see? So then we to make it consistent, we had to change our definition of lazy. So, but the thing is that we have a consistent, once we get it, it's a consistent definition, unless some fact that I didn't have comes in, so then I change and I straighten it out. But the straight thinker is consistent in all areas of his thought, and it's also in line with reality. Not only is it consistent, but it's in line with reality, so therefore there's no conflict.